you know, this really is real, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you have had the opportunity to experience the great outdoors and with your children? Whether you live within 10 minutes of a local park, an hour of a national monument, a couple of days of a national monument. So many people. So many people. So many children benefiting from our national monuments. We mentioned that President Trump is taking a look at these 10 sites. The majority of the monuments that were listed in the report were established by either President Bill Clinton or President Barack Obama. The two Pacific Ocean sites were created by President George W. Bush and was later expanded by President Obama. And Kristen Bringle, who's Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Parks Conservation Association, said that no other administration has gone so far to do such damage to the law, which was intended to protect places from development, not promote damaging natural and cultural resources. Now, let's give more of the picture here, because I definitely want us to, you know, again, be informed enough that we can make a well-informed decision based on the facts as to whether we like the position that the president is taking or not. In addition to the 10 places, the 10 monuments that Zinc has suggested reducing, if not eliminating, he is also suggesting that the administration explore the possibility of establishing 3 new national monuments that would recognize either African American or Native American history. These include Kentucky's Camp Nelson, which is an 1863 Union Army outpost where African American regiments trained, the home of murdered civil rights hero Medgar Evers in Jackson, Mississippi, and the 130,000-acre Badger II, the number 2 spelled out, Badger II Medicine Area in Zinc's home state of Montana, which is considered sacred by the Blackfeet Nation. He says that that process should include clear criteria for designations and methodology for meeting conservation and protection goals. He said that the Corps should also be fully transparent to allow for public input. What about the issue on those other 10? They were withholding information about those 10 monuments. Public wouldn't be able to comment on those. Trump signed an executive order in April, as we mentioned, directing Zinc to examine any national monument created since January 1st, 1996, and spanning at least 100,000 acres. So the secretary ultimately included 27 of them, including Katahdin, which is roughly 87,500 acres, less than 100,000 acres. Before submitting Zinc's report to the White House in August, Interior had already announced that 6 of the monuments under scrutiny would remain unchanged. Zinc's memo is silent on the fate of the remaining 11 monuments, which Bush created, one of which Bush created and Obama expanded. Conservative Republicans, including House Natural Resources Committee Chairman Representative Rob Bishop of Utah, have long been critical of how presidents have used the Antiquities Act. Speaking to reporters, Bishop said that the law was not intended to appoint the president as a dictator, and that federal officials needed to be more respectful of what state lawmakers and local residents thought of protecting areas near their communities. He's saying that's what the Antiquities Act intended. Ethan Lane, who directs the Public Lands Council at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said in an interview that what administration officials are doing is going back in to look at these designations and ensuring that groups that are significantly impacted are heard. They're going back and fixing what is wrong with a pretty hurried and non-transparent process. Isn't it interesting that what some call a very, very thorough process that took some time, others are saying was very, very rushed and somewhat haphazard. Grand Staircase Escalante, which Clinton designated in 1996, later led to a land exchange between Utah and the federal government that was ratified by Congress and incorporated a $14 million buyout of 17 leases held by Andalex Resources Incorporated within the monument's boundaries. Zink's report notes that the site contains an estimated several billion tons of coal and large oil deposits, and that the limits of motorized vehicle use there has created conflict with Kane and Garfield counties' transportation network. In the case of the Pacific Remote Islands, the memo notes that before Bush protected it in 2009, there were Hawaiian and American Samoan longliners and purse seiners vessels operating. Pink corals on the Palmyra Atoll in the Pacific Remote Islands Marine National Monument being looked at. While concerns about ranching are raised more frequently than any other objection in the report, Zink also writes that border security is a concern resulting from the designation of Oregon Mountains desert peaks near New Mexico's border with Mexico. Both the Homeland Security Department and the Pentagon should assess risks associated with the monument, he suggests, and it should be looking at the proximity of nearby military installations. U.S. Customs and Border Protection issued a letter in January 2014 before the site was designated, saying it would not impede security and would significantly enhance the flexibility of agents patrolling a five-mile strip along the border that was then an official wilderness study area. Again, different takes on the same subject. Throughout the review, the secretary has seen examples of objects not clearly defined in the proclamation. Examples of such objects are geographic areas, view sheds, and ecosystems. The National Park Service manages the Katahdin, and the secretary proposes amending its proclamation, quote unquote, to promote a healthy forest through active timber management. In other words, just get rid of the trees, and we're just going to call this timber management, and we're going to claim that it leads to health of the forest. And we know from what we have heard and read for so long that that's usually not the way it happens in reality. You keep taking away those trees. You're taking away a lot of wild natural habitat for wildlife that is there. It does damage to the ecosystem, but they want to call this a healthy forest, promotion of a healthy forest through active timber management. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be taking a close look at what's happening with our nation.
Paid to lie. So I wrote these songs for a dying planet. I'm sorry, but I'm telling the truth. And for everybody trying to save it, these songs are for you.